Shalom, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt. This is night two of our 8 Nights of His Light audio devotional, Being a Light in the Darkness. Matthew 5:14, Tree of Life. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on a lampstand so it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. In this context, Yeshua is speaking to fellow Jews who had come to accept him as the Messiah. Jewish believers are salt, seasoning, and a preservative for the land of Israel. That is, for the Jewish people, and a light for the world for the Gentiles, as taught in Isaiah 49:6. God established a covenant of salt, which is applied to King David and his descendants, that is, to the Messiah, 2 Chronicles 13:5 and Numbers 18:19. The Jewish believers in Messiah, then, are the righteous remnant for those whose sake God preserves Israel and the world. Sometimes Israeli Messianic Jews feel that they are not a part of the real Jewish community in the land. But the reason Messianic Jews are here is to be a righteous remnant for whose sake God preserves the nation of Israel. This motivates us to keep trusting God, trying to realize the Messianic Jewish vision and proclaiming Yeshua to our people. It's complete Jewish commentary. This also goes for all believers who have been grafted into the olive tree of Israel. Technically, Gentiles have had a status change to adopted Jews, Hebrews, or those who have been adopted into the family of Israel. We are all a part of God's plan to be a light to the Jewish people and the nations. Again, Yeshua says that his disciples have the kingdom of life within them as a living testimony to those in the world who do not have the light. The Greek word for light is the word phos, where we get the word phosphorus. Generally, true knowledge of God and spiritual things, Christian piety, or we could say Messianic Jewish piety. True believers are sons of light, children of light, called out of darkness and light to Yahweh. Means we have been enlightened by Yahweh. Again, we are called to be a light to shine before all men. 1 John 1:5-7. Now this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him and keep walking in the darkness, we are lying and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is himself in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son Yeshua purifies us from all sin. So what is walking in the light? It is walking in obedience to his word, starting in the Torah and ending with revelation. The Hebrew word for light is or, which is the root for Torah. Isaiah 2:5, come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light of Adonai. Again, or, in a literal sense, it is used primarily to refer to light from heavenly bodies, but also for light itself. The pillar of fire was a light for the wandering Israelites. One day God, who is clothed with light, a manifestation of his splendor, will replace the light of the heavens with his own light. Light is also used as a positive symbol, such as for good fortune, justice, righteousness, and victory, and guidance, and a bearer of deliverance. Expressions involving light include the light of one's face, meaning someone's favor, to see light, meaning to live, and to walk in the light, meaning to live by God's known standards. A call to walk in his light. No word equals no light. Isaiah 2:3. Then many people will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Adonai, to the house of the God of Jacob. Then he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For Torah will go forth from Zion, and the word of Adonai from Jerusalem. Isaiah 50:10-11. Who among you fears Adonai, who hears the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Adonai and lean on his God. Behold, all of you who kindle a fire, encircling yourselves with firebrands, walk in the light of your fire and among the brands you have lit. This you will have from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Isaiah 61. Arise, shine, for your light is come. The glory of Adonai has risen on you. Verse 19. No more will the sun be your light by day, nor the glow of the moon be your light. But Adonai will be your everlasting light, and your God for your glory. You are to order the people of Israel to bring pure oil of pounded aloes for the light and keep a lamp burning continually. Exodus 27:20. Moshe receives direct orders to collect clear oil for making the purest light. The finest drippings, Shemen Zayit Zat Katit, oil of olive, pure, pressed, are gathered from the first droplets oozing from the plum-ripe olives. The Lord commands light to shine through the night. The olive oil is hand-crushed in a mortar, not ground by a millstone. This careful labor, intensive procedure, prevents olive particles from muddying the clarity of the virgin olive oil. The unwavering, smokeless, translucent light shines brilliantly from the menorah in the holy place, shining through the night. The Ner Tamid, eternal light, pictures Israel as a nation to bring light to the nations. God commands Aaron and his sons to light the Ner Tamid each evening and as an everlasting statute, Exodus 27:21. The next morning, Aaron renews the wicks, refills the lamp with oil, and prepares for evening. Read Matthew 5:14-16. In what ways have the priestly duties to be a light to the nations been assumed by believers? Just like the temple menorah was to be lit continually with pure oil, so are we to be lit continually with the oil of the Ruach HaKodesh. Again, continually. We are not to hide our light, but let it shine. What are ways that we can let our spiritual light shine in this dark world? By doing the righteous deeds Yeshua said we were to do. Matthew 24:34-39. Then the king will say to those in his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when would you see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And answering the king will say to them, Amen, I tell you, whatever you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did to me. Chag Sameach, night 3. Have a blessed Hanukkah.